And then you can throw them out there, and that shell comes off of that shell and leaves it brown. They imitate, it won't be that, but they imitate a chinky pin. And they're made, it grows in the ground just like a chinky pin grow on top of the bush. Now, you see, because my mother used to make them in her yard. She would still go here, and they grow so big, you know. And now, but them goofers, when she set them out, they get about that high. Pretty. The favorite, they ain't a pender, but the favorite pender. But you pull them up,
come on.
And they round.
Right.
Now, that's what I'm telling you. Now, you...
When
you
difference, huh? If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, suppose his father's got big ears and the boy's got big ears, you say, that boy what?
Favors his father.
Favor? Suppose that the father has a bad temper and the son has a bad temper, then you say...
They'll both be just alike.
Favors his father there, or he takes after? Or?
Will not take after his daddy.
And in the old days, what you call a lady who helped at childbirth?
Granny lady.
You're granny.
You know about the name of granny.
Granny doctor. And if a city person comes to the country, what do the country people used to call him?
Country.
I really call him countryman.
Did you ever hear them call
it? They call it country today. That was good in New York. Call me country.
But I haven't got acquainted with that name, but if I did, I had to get acquainted with that TV.
In the old days, you didn't, you never called somebody from the country a country Hoosier?
No, not unless you thought it was rude dog.
Somebody from the city came to the country and he tried to put on airs and act big. What would you call him? How do you usually refer to somebody of your own race? How do you usually refer to him? You say he's a... Is he
colored
a
man.
Colored man?
Colored man.
And if there's somebody of your own race that you don't like, what do you call him?
But I don't want to get too mad with my nickname.
I see. Keeps you from getting too mad, huh?
Well, yeah.
What are some of the nicknames you call him, huh?
I call him a nigger.
Uh-huh.
Keep going, villain.
I see. And how do you usually refer to somebody who's white? How do you usually call him? If you're not mad at him, just say, go see that.
Well, we would say Cracker.
Cracker.
Oh.
And if you're real mad at him, would you call him?
That Cracker, I don't. Get that Cracker. We ain't nothing to say.
I see. And suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his son broke it. And the man had a kind of fit. What would you say? That man got awfully...
Got awfully mad.
I'm mad. And suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you say, I'm really...
Tired.
Worn out.
And suppose that somebody somebody suddenly starts to feel ill. Did he take sick or did he get sick or how do you say
it? Well, they said that he come in complaining probably with his stomach. And he got so sick, we do that now. We don't get nothing to get him. We'll carry him out to the hospital.
Uh-huh.